Our featured guest at the half hour will be the Las Vegas songwriter and satirist Jim Tur. Jim Tur has released a new CD, mixing material, some vintage material, but with a whole slew of new songs, some comic, some straight ahead, all in a Jim Tur vein. He'll be here to talk about sort of the latest chapter in his own odyssey, and we'll hear some of those songs, some of the new ones, and a few really tasty live cuts that he's included on the new CD. Thinking about technology, I suppose it's called Telegraph Sex. And Jim Tur coming up in just a little bit. We're also
in a sleepy town of Clovis, out in New Mexico, there's been recorded some hits that you surely will know. That'll be the day, Buddy Holly, they sang them right there. At the end of that theater, and near the projection booth stairs, the successor to that legend is right down the street. So I made me a pilgrimage, my fortune to meet. Cut me some good tracks, but got exhausted real soon. I said, keep that clock running, but please show me my room. Yeah, it's my studio apartment, that's just what I mean. Between the two-track and the two-inch recording machines, those ideas for some classic guitar licks they'll keep. But it's worth 80 an hour to get me some sleep. Now the walls are all baffled, so you can't hear a sound. And if you scream in your sleep, it won't come back around. Perfect conditions, warmth and humidity, for a nightmare-prone, tormented artist like me. Yeah, when another idea for a solid gold hit wakes me up, or perhaps not. Either way, this is it. I'll grab the dobro or mandolin down from the wall. Start picking and recording, for back to sleep I do fall. Yeah, it's my studio apartment, that's just what I mean. Between the two-track and the two-inch recording machines, yeah, it's worth 80 an hour to release all that pain of the endless pop choruses screaming round in my brain. So singers, songwriters, producers and stars, take yourself over there to Clovis from wherever you are. Put them songbooks and notebooks back up on the shelves, and lay your head down where the songs write themselves. Yeah, it's my studio apartment, that's just what I mean. Between the two-track and the two-inch recording machines, those ideas for some monster guitar licks they'll keep. But it's worth 80 an hour to get me some sleep.
Well, I'm always writing. Somebody asked me recently about whether I write down my song ideas, and I used to. I used to keep a tablet by the bed and be afraid I'd lose these brilliant ideas. But, you know, my songwriting has gotten better. I've gotten more prolific, not less. And I have so many ideas, I'm really almost tormented by it. And if I forget a few, that's fine. As Buck Owens said, I heard this a long time ago, and I thought this was kind of intimidating. But he said that if it's good enough, I'll remember it. I don't need to write it down. And, you know, I've come to that point. If I lose a few, that's fine. That's fewer to worry about because I write so much. And but I'm always writing, and every now and then I record, and I had an opportunity to do this album. I put together about 7 new ones I hadn't recorded or ever put on CD.
And you retrofit at least one of the older songs for this. This is, I guess, yeah. Your international hit, Do They Have Email in Heaven? Or I Hope They Have Email
in Heaven. It was kind of an international hit. I don't know why you say that, but it was. It was something that was licensed by a guy in Switzerland who has an email after you die type of company, and he paid me well for that song to adapt it slightly for him. But then this other guy I know said something about cable, or said I said something about cable. They don't have cable in heaven. And so I wrote a verse about that and stuck it in the middle of this email in heaven song. I hope it fits. It's the same tempo. I'm not sure it's the same rhythm.
Now, when you're recording, so many people now are outfitting their homes as studios, but you were working in video as well. I mean, what does Jintur's house look like when you're really in the midst of a project?
Well, I do a lot of videos in connection with my songs, and I do put out a lot of videos, but it doesn't involve a big production studio. I mean, both the video and the audio are just on the computer. My sitting there and is all that's involved in recording and in video editing. And as far as the shooting, that could be anything. That could be just some footage around town with my little camera. So it's not like I have a big studio or a lot of people involved or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right about home studios now, of course, and it's gotten even smaller. It's just on the computer.
Well, are you one of those songwriters where you can actually, even though you're not writing these ideas down, you can sort of roll out of bed and just hit a button and get your guitar?
Well, number one, I don't use guitar. I use a computer program which has all the instruments and sounds like a studio band. You know about that, right?
No, you better hit bus. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. There's a very popular program called Band in the Box. I think that's the leading one, but very, very extensive. They have hundreds of styles. In other words, I have the most basic set of programs, but it's got about 20 country styles, which is mostly what I use. You pick the style, you pick the tempo, and you set out the chords, and you program them, and the stops, and this and that, and this and that. So you can get so most of what you hear from me is done on this computer program. And so, no, I'm a terrible guitar player, so you don't hear me playing guitar on these things, except on this one live thing from many years ago that I put on here, because it's been popular, called Did It Hurt When You Fell Down From Heaven? And by the way, I did that before that expression got popular. This is about 15 years ago when I just heard it.
This is a song that was inspired by a line friend of mine told me, younger friend of mine told me he heard this in St. Louis, I think, as a pickup line in a bar. And it's like a guy says to a girl, did it hurt? And she says, did what hurt? Did what hurt? And you say, when you fell down from heaven. And I just thought that was great. I thought that required a song. So. Every once in a lifetime, you see someone who makes you fall down on your knees and pray. Somebody who, if she said hi to you, you would not know just what words to say. A goddess in jeans, a B-movie queen, with a smile both seductive and kind. Well, I saw one last night, and I said, wrong or right, the first thing that came into my mind. I said, darling, did it hurt? Did what hurt when you fell down from heaven? Did you bounce when your feet hit the ground? Did a terrible dream or some big old jet stream knock you over and bring you on down? Did a tear in your wing or some other such thing make you fall from your heaven so dear? But since you've tumbled on down to our hot little town, why don't you let me buy you a beer? Maybe I should just quit right there. Well, my heart, it was racing as I wondered if my words had soothed her, or Lord, had they stung? Then she asked me, did it hurt? I said, what? She said, boy, when the devil put that fork in your tongue, I thought I'd lost it all. I could think of no comeback as my heart, it continued to race. Then she said, angels don't drink. And then she smiled and said, I think we should talk about this back at your place. Darling, did it hurt?
What?
When you fell down from heaven. Did you bounce when your feet hit the ground? Did a terrible dream or some big old jet stream knock you over and bring you on down? Did a tear in your wing or some other such thing make you fall from your heaven so dear? But since you've tumbled on down to our hot little town, why don't you let me buy you a beer?
You have always been able to tack between three different styles, I think, distinct elements. And some of them are the serious songs, country-inflected or not country-inflected, the political satire, and the more pure comedy songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, history changes all of us, and what's politically funny becomes way too serious at certain mm-hmm. points. Where are those three persona with you these days? I mean, is one of them taking a powder, taking a rest?
If you mean serious country, that's always my ambition, to write the great country song. And I think not that I'm going to release, but that some country artist could record. And that's really the brass ring for me. And there's a lot of money in that too, if you have a good country hit that you write. So that's the thing I'd say my heart is in the most. And I think I'm getting better at, and I've gotten some nice acknowledgement from two of the top country songwriters there are in the past year. So I continue to progress at that, and that's my goal. And then I write kind of really off the walls country and comedy stuff. And that grafts over into what I guess you're saying is a third area, which is political satire.
Which was the sort of the Blue Canyon satire, I guess, was where.
I used to put it on a website called Blue Canyon Satire. I don't even bother keeping that up anymore. I just do videos. I mean, if I have something I'm really hot about, I've done a few about guns lately. over the past year. I do a song, I do a video, and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does happen? I know that when it comes to distribution and getting ears, that's a different process than getting paid. I remember the last time you were here, that was a distinction that you were making, that hits don't equal
revenue. Well, there's not really any pay per se in doing political satire, especially when you use somebody else's tune, parody somebody else's tune. You can't really sell that, but you can, broadcast it and put it out as a political opinion. And every now and then somebody pays me, somebody who's like-minded pays me for the time to put out something like that. So that's an occasional source of income. But the other area for me is jingles. I do get paid for that, and I have had some jingles and national jingles, and the longest-running jingle in New Mexico, I believe, Tos No Mas, that's one that I wrote. I didn't record it, but I wrote it. And this email in heaven thing was, I got paid for that after it was already out. Somebody used it as a jingle. Thank God. But that's, and getting occasional song in a movie that pays well. So there's some money around the fringes of this thing.
Now, I've heard that it's very difficult for a New Mexican artist to get a song in a movie. Just because it's shooting in New Mexico, you have to go the long way either to L.A. or to New York in representation. Is that true in your case? Is that how you place them?
Well, no, I placed it because a friend of mine that I knew from many years ago in the record business in L.A., when we were both in the record business, he has evolved into one of the biggest movie producers there is. He's Tom Hanks's partner, and they do tons of stuff. But he was always a music guy, and the song that I got into a movie through him was back when he was just starting in movies. It was back in 88. They were shooting a movie in New Mexico called And God Created Woman. And I had just gotten back in touch with him, because I'd seen his name on a movie that I thought had fantastic music in it. And he asked me to send a tape, and I did. And there was this funny country song, which in fact is on this album, called I Love You, George, about George Jones. And he thought it was funny, and we used it in the movie. And I always knew that someday George Jones would die, and I'd want to get that song out and do a video. And he did die this past year, and I couldn't find the recording of this song. Plus, it's all on tape, so I don't know. Can't play it anyway. So I re-recorded it, and that's what you hear here on this CD, because we all love George Jones.
Well, we're not doing one of those year-end death. This is the time of year when you tend to see that everywhere. Sorry. So this is not a holiday album, but it is a place for some new material that's been from essentially the last year or so.
Yeah, about half of it, and most of it is from the past year, or stuff that's never been on a CD, in any case.
Can you tell me about the Telegraph Sex? I think there's a backstory on that one.
Well, I have this friend named Jim Bohannon for a long time. He used to follow Larry King on the radio, and now he is the top, what they call generalist talk show host, meaning he's not right or left-wing advocate. He's what they call a generalist, and he's probably the top guy in that field. Great old friend, and he's got like 350 stations, and we're always in touch with joking around about this or that. And in response to something or other, I forget what, he said something about Telegraph Sex. And I said, did you just make that up? And he said, yeah. I said, can I use it in a song? He said, yeah.
She heard some random tapping from a guy named George, sitting at his station out of Wichita, filling in for his telegraph operator, Paul. The rhythm of the dots and dashes rang her bell, and she responded at the risk of going straight to hell. She said, tap, tap them dots and dashes, tap, till your straight key crashes dot. Give it all you got, it's hot. I like your style a lot. Can't wait to hear what's next. Ow, telegraph sex. She said, now let me tell you something all about myself. Been sitting with my passion way up on the shelf. Not much happening late at night in Gettysburg. Hours go by without my tapping out a word. So keep a tapping to me, won't you please do, George? A long distance love affair we're likely for. She said, tap, tap and dots and dashes, tap. Till your straight key crashes, dots. Give it all you got, it's hot. I like your style a lot, can't wait to hear what's next. Oh, telegraph sex. Someday I would lose this gig. Meet a man whose heart and mind and stuff was big. Settle down and raise a bunch of little ones. But it ain't happened yet, George, so let's have some fun. Don't hold back on sending me some red hot text. We're tapping at a rap and doing telegraph sex. You said tap, tap, the dots and dashes, tap. Till your straight key crashes, dots. Give it all you got, it's hot. I like your style a lot, can't wait to hear what's next. Telegraph sex.
There is, however, one cut in here where we're getting living, breathing musicians in a big way.
Yeah, this was, you know, I had to pick two or three old songs that I just thought were my best classics. And really one of the best recordings I ever did was back from the day when we did have real live musicians. And boy, we had some good ones here. This was, I picked a song called Do You Like to Jitterbug, which is probably kind of the biggest arrangement I ever did. And it was recorded with all the good musicians out in Cerritos. Busy McCarroll was one of the background singers, and Alan Hand, who was a piano player, used to be around here, who used to play with Bonnie Raitt and Van Morrison. He was here, and oh my God, just top-rate musicians. And we went in, did a few songs, and this Do You Like to Jitterbug came out great, and we had horns on it and everything. It was big production. It was mixed over at John Wagner's place. You ever hear of John Wagner?
No.
He was the big recording guy around here for many, many years. Real craftsman. He's still in the recording business. And so that's the good mix you hear, and I sang it pretty well, if I do say so myself, and it was a good song. And this was, wow, this was really like 30 years ago or so.
Well, the world goes round, and so do we. Been doing this dance since 43. Now I've been told when you hear that beat, you're hearing millions and millions of happy feet. The world wouldn't be in such a big bad fight if everybody was up jitterbugging all night. Say, do you like the jitterbug? Standing with a little time. Drinking soda from a mug. Digging things that ain't been done. Do you like to cut a rug? Do you like to kiss a hug? Do you like to jitterbug? Well, the bee was born just to sweeten that high. A DJ's born to talk that jive. Wind ain't nothing if it don't blow. Cadillac's junk if it won't go. Froggy lives just to catch that fly. And people got a jitterbug to stay alive. I mean, do you like a jitterbug? Spinning with a little tug. Drinking soda from a mug. Digging things that ain't been dug. Do you like to cut a rug? Do you like to kiss a hug? Do you like a jitterbug? All right! To the downtown club. Give me a squeeze and I'll give you a hug. As soon as we hear that 4-4 sound, the fur starts flying and we go to town. I never seen such a beautiful sight as all our friends jitterbugging all night. I'm saying,
do you like jitterbugging?
Of course I do.
Spinning with a little time.
Certainly, round and round.
Drinks are from
a mug or glass. Do you like to cut a rug? Do you like to kiss and hug? Do you like to jitterbug? What I mean is, do you like to jitterbug? Do you like to cut a rug? Do you like to kiss and hug? Do you like to jitterbug?
Can never tell if a Jim Tur record is a retrospective or breaking new ground or working in circles, and I think that's part of the entertainment value of having more than one of them. To find you, you have, as you said, you've had two or three different websites going, and some of them are
200 or 300. Let's say 200 or 300.
So where do I go if I want to find out what's new?
Well, I decided to get practical about this. I put this new album on my website that has my name. Can you imagine how simple that could make?
And it only
JimTur.com. That's where I put the CD. I've done CDs and made websites for them under that name. I mean, and now I'm realizing how stupid and confusing that was. But anyway, JimTur.com is where this is. It's both downloadable and can be sent as a physical CD. Either way.
And
of course, I think it would make the absolutely perfect Hanukkah gift, but what do I know?
Well, Hanukkah was over a week ago, so you could buy it for next Hanukkah or a late Hanukkah. Late Hanukkah
or
gift.
Or the Christian Hanukkah. What do they call it again? Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's the...
There's folks who wear the rebel flag to show, well, I'm not sure what. There's guys who wear their saggy pants way down below their butt. Yeah, everyone's got their way to say they're different from you. But I proudly wear the t-shirt of Area 122. Yeah, New Mexico's 122,000 square miles, without enough people to ring the state if you line them up single file. Lew Wallace said,
you want to see strange? I'll tell you where to go. Past experience just don't work when you're in New Mexico.
Here's Area 122. Things are a little different here. We put chili in everything, eggs and jam and even beer. Yes, we're part of the USA. I suppose that's true. Night is day and day is night in Area 122.
And that is one of the newer songs on the new collection from Jim Tur, Telegraph Sex. One of his other specialties are odes to the state we live in. So we'll leave you with this from Jim Tur talking about Area 122. To find this new record, Telegraph Sex, and the whole archive of video and music, one-stop shopping, Jim Tur. .com, T-E-R-R. Leave you with some more music of Jim Tur. We'll be back with something sweet for the oncoming holiday season next week. Stay tuned for Route 66.
We put chili in everything, eggs and jam and even beer. Yes, we're part of the USA. I suppose that's true. But night is day and day is night in Area 122. Yeah, here's the Area 122. Things are a little different here. We put chili in everything, eggs and jam and even beer. Yeah, New Mexico is part of the USA. Strictly speaking, that is true. But night is day and day is night in Area 122.
This is news and music that connect from the University of New Mexico, KUNM 89.9, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, online at KUNM.org.